Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament Rashid Phelpu says the group calling itself Coalition of Democratic Forces that accused the majority side for non-performance cannot be taken seriously. He said the group has a selfish and self-seeking agenda and must be treated with contempt. He was reacting to a statement by the group to the effect that the reputation of Parliament has been brought into disrepute since he and the majority leader took the realm of leadership. Alhaji Phelpu said virtually all important bills that were pending have been passed. He told George Asekere that there is an excellent relationship between the Speaker and the majority in Parliament.
This is not a known group. This is not a group that seeks democracy. I don't think they even know what happened in the House. And it's important for me to take this opportunity to explain to the Ghanaian public. In fact, under normal circumstances, when the leadership, we talked this morning, everybody thought that there was nothing worth making response to because the group didn't seem to understand the issues. And if you don't understand issues, you don't seek to correct the issues. Now, let me take the opportunity to explain it. On Friday, an issue came up on the floor of Parliament. The House was a bit disorderly. People were rising to speak without the authority of the Speaker. And by our standing orders, in order to be able to speak in the House, you have to stand up and you must catch the eye of the Speaker. Then the Speaker will ask you to speak. People rose from their seats, pressed the microphones, and then started speaking. So it was disorderly. And again, when the Speaker, by the standing orders, Order 97, when the Speaker is also speaking, all members of Parliament are compelled to sit back quietly and listen to her. It's a fake group. You don't even know the name. I don't even know the name. They haven't come to engage. We have passed all the laws we wanted to pass. Even in the face of difficulties, real difficulties, we get the minority to cooperate with us.
Alhaji Phelpu said any group that wants to know the work of Parliament should be bold to approach the House. He said this is not the first time the Speaker has walked out of the House and stressed the need for people to appreciate the dynamic trend in which Parliament is growing.
This is not even the first time the Speaker has walked out of the House. When one member of the House was asked to apologize to the House for something that the House thought went wrong and he refused to apologize, the Speaker went out and then we came back. It has happened before. But I'm not saying that anything that has ever happened can be repeated. It was not even similar to what has happened. But it has to do with a convention we are developing. A convention where there's a deadlock, the Speaker will have to withdraw. Then we sit down, have second thought about it, and then we come back and resume sitting. We are developing a convention. They should read between the lines how Parliament is developing, how our democracy is developing. You can't just sit somewhere after a single incident has occurred, hey, then this person is that, this person is that. You are writing a long release to the press. You haven't done your underground work. You haven't explained. You haven't come to the people to explain anything. Nothing at all. I don't know them. They don't know me. They haven't come to me. They met any member of the leadership, and they have come to issue a statement. I'm even surprised that that statement found space in the national network.
Deputy Majority Leadership in Parliament and MP for WA Central, Rashid Phelpu, in an interview with George Asekere. Reacting to the same issue, the minority leader, Osei Mensah Bonsu, said it is not true that the reputation of Parliament has been brought into disrepute. He said Mr. Avoka and Rashid Phelpu are doing well as majority leaders in the House. He told Radio Ghana that there is the need for people to appreciate the fact that work in Parliament is their learning process.
I'll say that they are still learning. Certain the honorable backbone have been in the chair for a long time. Let's not forget he had been a minority leader for 8 years before the transmog unification, which became something else. And so Rashid just joined after he left the ministry, and he's barely 1 year in this office. He had not been in leadership before, equally so for Mr. Sabuka, who had been in Parliament for quite a long time, but had not been in leadership before. He had always been at the ministry. So there are new ventures for the two of them. So I'll plead for time, and I also want to learn the rules of procedure as quickly as possible to help strengthen Parliament as an institution. But I wouldn't want to fault them. I think it's part of the learning process, and they'll get through.
You heard the minority leader in Parliament, Osei Mensah Bonsu.